You are listening to 漫画先生。
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. Before I get into everything, thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, it does take 10,000 mistakes to become fluent in Japanese, and I make mistakes all the time. That being said, I do want to make sure you are encouraged to go out and attempt to use the things that we are going to talk about today. Today, we're learning a little bit of a technical word, as yesterday we did a more fluid word that is usually focused around speaking and being able to articulate yourself. Today, we're going to go over something that is similar, but then again, very, very different. So, we've gone over a lot of particles, and don't worry, today is technically a particle, but it's not a crazy one. We've talked about to and ya, things A and B. To being the one used for a finite list and ya being a non-finite list. We've also talked about things such as nanka, ja, goro, as well as things like amari or gurai. Now, all of these things add ambiguity. If we say shichiji goro, then it is around 7 o'clock. If it's, shichiji gurai, it's about that time. Today we're going to be using another way to make things ambiguous, which is nado. Nado is a particle which is exemplifies exemplification, really. It is often translated to things such as etc. or and the like or and so on in Japanese. Let me give you an example. If I'm talking about the things that I like to eat in Japan, I could say Nihon no tabemono. So Nihon, of course, being Japan. Nihon no tabemono. Tabemono is food. Taberu plus mono, tabemono. No nakade, in the things that I like eating. Okay. Now, I know we haven't talked about nakade a lot. We've mentioned it a little bit in our episodes about nagara and chu and etc. But nakade, sushi ya okonomiyaki ya tempura. So we have three things. Sushi, ya. So this is a non-finite list. There's other things that I like. Okonomiyaki, ya. I'm carrying on my list. Non-ending. Tempura. So third one being tempura. Nado. This is where nado comes in. Nado comes at the end of the list after and has been used. Nado ga. So nado is making, ga is making this all a clause in of itself. Suki desu. Because we always use ga with a na adjective. Ga suki desu yo. Okay, so let's do that one more time. Nihon no tabemono no nakade wa sushi ya okonomiyaki ya tempura nado ga suki desu. Okay, so I'm saying in the things I like eating that are Japanese foods, I like sushi, okonomiyaki, tempura, and the like. Things like, and etc. So, there's a couple of examples when we use nado. Often people will throw this with nanka, which is a colloquial, an abstract, non-exclusive, yet made idea. Nanka, which is a colloquially used version of nado. So you'll often hear these used interchangeably. However, nado is used except, it is used like nado except that in context conveying undesirability or contempt. So, if I'm going to use nanka instead of nado, it sounds like I don't like it as much, okay? So nado is just implying, etc. I like these foods. Nanka suki desu. I like them, but I don't really like Japanese food in general. It'd be the vibe that sends out. So nanka is going to be more negative, colloquially, and nado is going to be more, neutral to positive. Now, another thing to watch out for with nado and adding it to an end of a list, if I say I've been to, Japan and Korea and China, 僕が中国や韓国や日本など行ったことがあります。So I have been to those places, etc. Now, an important part to know here is after nado, you can often put ga or o or ni or kara or de. You can stack these particles really however you want. But it's important to watch out what happens when de is used before or after. Okay? De, unfortunately, has a... Here, I actually really like the dictionary on this one, so I'm going to read it directly from the dictionary. Let's say eating with chopsticks. Hashi de nado taberenai. So, or hashi nado de taberu hito mo iru. So, so if I say hashi de nado, hashi de or noun de nado, and then negative would make it so I can't eat with these damned chopsticks. I can't do with these damned things. It makes it sound really derogatory, almost angry. Now, if I say hashi nado de, excuse me, hashi nado de, then it's, you know, I can, chopsticks and the rest, de, there's the use. So make sure you're careful where de goes. If it goes before it, it makes it damned angry, okay? If it comes after nado, it's just general use or by means of, okay? Hope that was useful, and remember to take 10,000 mistakes. Catch you tomorrow.